Acting with an Accent, Stage Dialect Instruction by David Allen Stern, The Italian Accent. Lesson 1, Creating the Resonance of the Italian Accent. Now, before we actually examine the specific sound changes, the vowel or consonant substitutions between standard American speech without accent and English as it's spoken with an Italian accent, we first must look at changes that take place in the overall resonance of the voice, the kinds of changes that we can attribute to an overall change in the shaping or configuration of the vocal tract. This is a change that is manifested not only on a limited number of specific vowel or consonant substitutions, but throughout all of the speech that you do in Italian. Now, in my approach to teaching accents and dialects, I try to find a specific point, a spot in or around the mouth, which represents the tone focus, the focal spot, where all of the energy of the speech seems to be concentrated. I call this spot the imaginary point of focus, or the point of maximum vibration for the given accent or dialect. Now, in standard American speech, without an accent, which I've just switched to, I personally imagine that point of focus as being approximately in the midpoint of my mouth. It's a spot about halfway between the tongue and palate and about halfway back in the cavity, a spot that you can locate by trying to take one finger of each hand and pushing it softly into the hollows of your cheeks. Now, if the cheeks were flexible enough to meet, that spot in the middle of the mouth where the fingers would come together would represent this imaginary point of focus for standard American speech. But with the Italian accent, the resonant spot moves significantly higher up and farther front in the mouth to a point that is shared point of focus. It's shared between the back of the top front teeth, but it's also shared and felt on the tip of the tongue, as if the tip of the tongue is delivering the vibration to the back of the top front teeth. Exercise number 1 for Italian resonance, imagining the point of focus. Now, in the first of several exercises that we do to establish this new resonance point, we're not actually going to do any physical adjustment of the oral cavity, but instead, I just have you try to imagine or will the sound, will it, up to that focal point that's shared between the tongue and the top of the front teeth. Now, this technique works for some people, they're just imagining. If it doesn't seem to be enough in your case, don't worry, because we'll be adding several exercises in just a minute, which will make specific changes in the positioning and the shaping of the mouth. The way we'll work this first exercise, though, is to count numbers in groups of 3, first giving the 3 counts in the center focus of American English without an accent, and then you'll have an opportunity to repeat it after me, and then I will shift to the new point of focus, giving the same 3 counts, and you repeat that way. All I'm asking you remember now is to try to sense or picture the focal point of vibration moving up to the back of the top front teeth and delivered there by the tongue. The specific changes in shaping of the mouth will come in a few minutes. All right, let's try now. Middle of the mouth, normal American speech. 1, 2, 3. Repeat it and really try to feel that vibration in the center. Now shifting, feeling on the tongue and the back of the teeth. 1, 2, 3. Once more. 1, 2, 3. And imagining it up. 1, 2, 3. Now as we go on to 4, 5, 6, let me have you try to also feel vibration on the back of the teeth and the gum ridge there, and the tip of the tongue. Feel that shared position of the vibration. So now you conceptualize it up there and still try to feel. Okay, now the phenomenon of energy exists in the middle of the mouth on standard American speech, as you say, 4, 5, 6. And feeling the new shared point of focus, and you feel 4, 5, 6. Middle, 7, 8, 9. And now the new point of focus, 7, 8, 9. And now the whole series both ways. First in the middle of the mouth, American. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You say it. And now conceptualizing, sensing, and feeling up to the new point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Exercise 2 for the Italian resonance creates a different movement in the mouth. Now we not only imagine and try to feel a vibration going up to the new shared point of focus, but we take the tip of the tongue and we now become very aggressive with it. We take the tip of the tongue and really smash it against the back of the top front teeth. So with each number, 1, 2, 3, 4, you push the tongue forward. And when it is in that position, going forward for the tongue to touch the teeth or the gum ridge, you hit the teeth very aggressively and then pull it back away. This especially happens when you have to place the tongue there anyway to pronounce so many of the consonants. Right now, we'll do one number at a time, incorporating this new aggressive movement of the tongue. 1, middle of the mouth. Now, 1, hit the tongue hard against the teeth on the N. 1, and pull it away. 1, middle, 2. Now, hitting hard on the T. 2, 3, 3, and pulling away. 3, 4, 4. No tongue placement there, but use the tongue still to direct the airflow. Feel it right on the tip of the tongue. Feel the vibration. Now we're counting threes. Middle of the mouth. 1, 2, 3. And thrusting, hitting against the teeth. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. Really feel it up there now. 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, exercise 3 for the Italian resonance involves a slight lifting of the upper lip. This is not something you need to be totally conscious of all the time as you're speaking with this accent. But this is just a muscular technique to make you more aware of the new resonance. Lift the upper lip slightly to give yourself just a little bit more awareness of those front teeth and the sense of thrusting and staccato resonance against them. Lift that lip so that the top teeth are showing just slightly below the lip. Now, combine it with the imaginary point, with the sensation between the tongue and the teeth, and the thrusting aggressively of the tongue. All right, middle of the mouth, doing all of these things. When we shift to the Italian, middle now, 1, 2, 3. Now doing all of these things, sensing, thrusting, feeling, lifting lip. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. Lift the lip and do all of the things. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. And all the way through. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Imagine, sense, thrust, lift. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we add exercise 4 for the Italian resonance using short puffs or bursts of air. As you initiate sound, especially, but not exclusively, but especially on plosive consonants, p, b, t, let a short but strong burst of air come out along with the thrusting of the tongue. This air burst will also now help carry the resonance or vibration right up to the teeth at the same time that the tongue is also shooting up to the teeth. On single numbers again. 1 with normal breath, you do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. and now with short but strong burst of air, one. Now there's no plosive sound there, but you can still give that little burst of air, one. Now two normally, and then with the burst of air coming on the T, two. Now, I really suggest that if you don't know how to do good abdominal control in your breathing, good breath support, that you learn, not just for this exercise, but generally throughout all dialect work, but it's really going to help you here. Going on again, concentrating on the normal airflow and the short bursts, and of course you combine all of this with the other elements of the resonance we've been working on. Three, three, four, four, five, five. Now we'll go back to counting in groups of threes. And I remind you now for the last time to do all of these things. You imagine and try to visualize energy on the tip of your tongue being delivered to the teeth. And then you also try to thrust the tongue and assault the teeth. You also pull up a bit on the top lip. And finally you include these new bursts of air as the sound puffs out. One, two, three. One, two, three. Four, five, six. Four, five, six. Seven, eight, nine. Seven, eight, nine. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Let's briefly apply these resonance techniques in a little bit of gibberish. Now, in gibberish or nonsense syllables, straight American English would probably just sound like this. Da-da-da, da-da, dee-da-da-da, dee-da-da-da. Dee-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, if we were to use the same basic sounds, but apply all of the work we're just doing in resonance and the airflow, we would get something like dee-da-da-da, dee-da-da, dee-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-ba-da. Now, I'm going to continue this for a minute. You join in. Don't shy away from this. Use all four techniques, and you should know what they are now. I don't tell you anymore. I don't have to repeat them all. You turn back the tape if you forgot, okay? Along with me. Dee-da-da-da, be-da-da-da-ba-da-da. Switching to American. Di-da-da, di-da-da-dum, di-da-da-da-da, di-da-da. Switching back to Italian resonance and airflow technique. Di-da-da-ba, di-da-da-ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da, bi-da-da-da-da. And keep the sound on the teeth and tongue, and use that staccato flow of air to get the sense and the feel as well as to hear the effect. Do all four techniques together. Keep practicing with the gibberish sounds, and by all means go back over this lesson several times before going on to deal with the specific changes in pronunciation. It's very important that you incorporate into your very core, very organic core, this sense of what it feels like. As I hinted before, it's not going to be necessary to continue to be totally conscious of all these thrusting of tongue and lifting of lip, because after a while this becomes very much a core and you just sense the point of focus and what it should be feel like and how it generates all of the basic sounds. But for now, this is the end of the lesson introducing the resonance of the Italian accent.